Okay, first an exciting scheduling piece. So Bezer Hashem of Shechter is here, so he has scheduled now, will be giving shiur to us, for those who are interested, on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. Bezer Hashem, and I asked if they do Tapsuka Terubis, and I told them we're up to a Muslim Tamilchgam, that's what I told them on Shabbos. I didn't get to speak to him yet more about it, but Bezer Hashem, that's the plan, and it happens to be that today we're going to discuss a lot of things that we learned from him. So we'll see if he'll. There's more to expand that we're not going to, so he might expand on that, or he might decide to do other things. Okay, Bezer Hashem, we begin a beautiful, beautiful sugi, the sugi of Nosim Tam Lefgam. Sugi is no Saint Tam of Kam, but the name of Sugi is no Saint Tam of Kam, but it's really a very sweet Sugi. So, if you take a look in your booklets, so the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on the Samach Zayin on the Bay is going to Samaches Amud Aleph, makes reference to a Kedera that's an Eina Bas Yoma, that the Gemara says, E Efshar de Lo Pogma Porta, two lines from the bottom. And the Gemara gives us a source. Where does this idea that we've been assuming up until now, that if you have something that's pogen, so that in such a case it doesn't create the same level of isur? So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Maitaima, Desanya, Lo Sochul Kol Nevela, Ger Sheh B'Sharecha. The Pasuk tells us in regards to Nevela, Dvar Miudalit, that the Nevela has to be given to the Ger Sheh B'Sharecha. So Chazal Darshan, call a ru'i le ger kri nevela. If it's ru'i for a ger, so then in such a case it qualifies as a nevela. She'ein ru'i le ger, ein a kri nevela. But if it's not something that a ger could eat, it's not called a nevela. Now, this drasha of the Gemara is a little bit curious. And that curiosity is going to take us to the introduction to Nosein Tam Lefgam, which is essentially what we're going to do today. It's spelled out beautifully by the Beis Yosef in Sifkat and Beis, that both the Rajba and the Ran try to explain why it is that Nosein Tam Lefgam, the central question being, why is it Nosein Tam Lefgam is Ein Ru'i Yilagir? Let's describe what Nosein Tam Lefgam is. And if you notice, what we're going to discuss for the next hour or so is really going to all revolve around this question. Ein ru'i l'ger is a nevela that's inedible. The ger can't eat it. What is Nosein Tam Lefgam? So we're going to have a few different examples of Nosein Tam Lefgam, but classically, Nosein Tam Lefgam is the following. You have an item that is aser. Let us take Yayin Nesech. Yayin Nesech is Aser, that's falling inside of something. And does it make the Taruvas Aser as well? Why does something make the Taruvas Aser? Because we have a rule of Tam Ki Iker, that the Tam is the dominant feature, and that's Koveya the Taruvas. So if the Yayin would give us Tam, so then it would make the entire Taruvas Aser. Nosein Tam Lefgam tells us the following. Take a look at the words in the Chaber, Kuf Gimel Aleph. Kol Dover, Shetam or Pogum, Ein Aser Taruvaso. Anything that is Tam is Pogum, so then it doesn't Aser the Taruvas. And Kuf Gimel Aleph, that's what the Torah writes. Kol Dover, Shetam or Pogum, Ein Aser Taruvaso. What does that mean? That means that Nosein Tam Lefgam doesn't Aser a Taruvas. Now, when we're talking about something that's Nosein Tam Lefgam, what did that mean? What that meant was it didn't give off a positive taste into the taruvas. What exactly is the parallel between Eina Ru'uya Lager, which is something that's entirely inedible, to something that doesn't give off positive tam into the taruvas? And this was something that disturbed both the Rajba and the Ran. And we're going to do them inside, as the Beis Yosef quotes them, and be medayik in how they deal with that question. So the Rajba is quoted in Sifkat and Beis by the Beis Yosef, and it begins with Kasva Rajba. Kasva Rajba, the Dafkashin is Arif Isar Muatim Heter Meruba. Aval Isar Meruba, Litoch Heter Muat, Bafilu umechza umechza, mistavra, she'ein omrim bazen, no sin tam lufkam mutter, ad shipi yupak game legamri, kinevela, adlager. Va'achakach kosav, gabe achbara b'shichra, dikishayheter ribali isur, ha'isur amut batal eitzel hayeter amruba. V'im mishum taimo shel isur, I'm going to get back to the case of isur meruba shortly. I want to start first with the seifa of the Rashba. V'im mishum taimo shel isur shu nitam v'nirgash bo kilu be'eno. If you have tam, that's already pogum. Tam koze eino tam lesser haheter hameruba. The adaraba, who pogma. Says the Rajba very beautifully. The Rajba says that no Saint Tam Lufgam may is mutter because it doesn't give tam to the taruvas. There's no tam that's being given over to the taruvas. The tam is a tam pogum. That's what the Rajba says. The tam is a tam pogum. So therefore, the limud from Uya Leger, according to the Rajba, is the following. Just like we see that Eina Ru'uya Leger isn't Asur, a Tolada, if you will, of Eina Ru'uya Leger, is that when the item doesn't give off a Tam L'Shevach, it gives off a Tam L'Pogum, it's not halachically significant. It's not exactly the same rule of Eina Ru'uya Leger. Eina Ru'uya Leger is similar to the rule that you're familiar with, probably more familiar with, in Hilfas Chametz, similar to the rule of Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev. If it's Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev, it's not called Chametz. If it's Ein Ruy Leger, it's not called the Nevela. Over here, we're saying just like Ein Ruy Leger is not considered Nevela, so too, if the Tam is Pogum, it's not halachically significant. Why? Because there's no din of Tam Ki'ikar. That's how the Rajba describes it. Oh, but what happens if you had an Isur Meruba? If you had more Isur than you have of Heter, and the Tam was Pogum. So over here, now, what do you do? Midine Torah, you follow the Rav. So even though you don't have a halach of Tam Kikr because the Tam is Pogum, nevertheless, if you have the Isur, which is Meruba, so then the halach is going to say that you are what? That you're still aser to eat it, min haTorah. Why? Because the Isser is there. You have mamash of the Isser. When does no Saint Tam Lufkam operate as a heter? When it removes the din of Tam Kikr. This is the Rajba. Let's immediately see that in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Simin Kuf Gimel Seif Aleph. We're going to do Aleph and Beis. We're going to leave the Ramah for a while. Says the Mechaber, kol davar shetaymo pogum, ain osir taruvah, so anything that's tam pogum doesn't osir taruvahs, vafilu ain tamo pogum machmas atzmo, shabifnei atzmo hu mutter mushubach, el shepogim taruvah, so mutter. If it gives off negative tam in taruvahs, there's no din of tam kiker. Days, pgam ze ain sar shif gom legamri, achi e katz la ochlo. This halacha no sin tam lufkam is not like ainu ru'uya leger, that it has to be mamish, Kotzla ochlo, that's not even called an ochel. El afilu pogim tzas. Even if it's pogim tzas, ain't osir taruvah, so it doesn't make the taruvah sasir. The yesh misha omer, who's this yesh misha omer? This is the Rajba. Da hainu kishtavka kishin is arig iser muat im hetim aruba. That's only if you have a little bit of iser that falls into a lot, and the tam is pogim. Avol iser meruba v'toch hetim muat. But if you have a large quantity of Isur, that's pogum, that falls into a little bit, vafilu mechza al mechza, in both cases, you don't have bitul berov, ain omer, no sin tam lufkam mutter. Then in such a case, you don't say no sin tam lufkam mutter. Why? Because even though you don't have the din of tam ki ikar, you still have the halacha of rov Isur. Ad, shif gom legamri, until it's entirely pogum. What happens when it's entirely pogum, that's entirely not edible? Then it falls into the category of Eina Ru'uya Leger. So when the Gemara learned out from Eina Ru'uya Leger, it was a dimion to Eina Ru'uya Leger. But it's not manish the din of Eina Ru'uya Leger. Shein Rav Amram Meichel Adam. Vin Ein Shama Masho Shel Isur. But if there, the Isur, the Taz explains in Sivkot and Gimel, if the Isur was taken out, Ela Taimo Belvad, Afilu Isur Merubah Behetemu, it's Mutter and Pogen Tzas. But once there's no longer a mamashos of Isur, so then it doesn't have to be entirely rancid, it doesn't have to be Einaru Ilager, as long as it's Pogen Tzas, then in such a case, you have the din of no same time with God. This is the Shita of the Rajma. No Jew will be left behind. Anybody have any clarification questions? Yes, Ramosha.
Also, has problem with Gamri.
For sure. Because that's for sure. If it's Pogam Lagamri, when it's a. That's like a, if you will, a Kavachomer. Yeah. Okay. Good. This is the Shita of the Rajma. The Ran has another answer to the $64,000 question. The Ran's answer is as follows. The Ran says, when do we say that the Tam Asers, that's when you get something positive out of the Tam. However, if the Tam is Pogame, so then in such a case, you would wish that it wasn't there. If it's Pogam, even if it's Pogam Tzas, you wish that it wasn't there. In that way, it becomes like Eina Roi Lager. It's the moment in which the Tam is not something positive, then it becomes as if it's Eina Roi Lager. The difference between the Rajba and the Ran is the Rajba emphasizes that you don't have the din of tam ki'ikur. The Ran says that no sein tam lufkam is also considered like Eina Roi Lager because it doesn't give anything positive to the Taruvos. He doesn't deal with tam ki'ikur, he deals with whether it gives something positive to the Taruvos. Let's see it in the Ran's words. Notice the Beis Yosef agrees what I'm telling you now is the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim I gave for you on the Marim Makomos, it's Os Aleph and the Mishpat Zav. So what I'm saying is not my own, but the it's already Mukhruch in the Beis Yosef in Dibra Maskel Aval Aran. And let's read that. Aval Aran Kasa Perik Basa Da Avodah Zara Achamash Gesat B'Samach Shekasa L'Divrei Rashi Adayim Sarach Liachshev Heichi Gamrin Lam Nevela. He's bothered. How do you learn from Nevela? V'nira li, says the Beis Yosef in Dibra Maslav Aran, V'haynu taim ishlo asrosu tor eliki shiru l'ger, mipnei sha'ochla nenemi isur. The whole isur of Eina Ru'i l'ger or Ru'i l'ger, is if it's Ru'i l'ger, then you're going to be nene from the isur. Alpha bishin ifkum akzas. Abel kol shein Ru'i l'ger, kivin shein nenemi isur, v'tirosu torah. If you don't get any hana'ah, what's the hagdor of Einaru Yiliger? You're not getting any anah. So too, the Ran is going to go on to say that when you have the tam pogum inside the taruvus, you're not getting any anah from that tam. The moment in which it's pogum, you're not getting anah. Let's see it inside. Va'afal pishachala yisur mitchila ap yisur shinos in tam beheter kivan sheheter nifkam sas minu yisur. He's not getting any anah from the Isur. Ela mitzayer lo. That's a beautiful way of being madrid. He's mitzayer. Notice, the Ran makes no mention of Tam Kiker. He just says mitzayer lo. Hilchach shari. For that reason, it's permissible. Even if it would start off as a shtiach, if it ends up being so pogum, then in such a case, he's not getting any hana from it. If he's not getting any hana, says the Ran, it's going to be mutter. Is this just lamdus? No, this is Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, weiter. Yes, sure, absolutely. What's that? Maybe I jumped. Okay, let's keep that out. Yeah, very good, Rabbi Yosef. You're being medayik in every way. Let's leave that out for now. V'yesh mi shechochech, says the back in the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh mi shechochech, the parentheses, they describe this as pirish mekavel ha'achmer v'oser, taiva to mi machmer. So there are some who are chochech lahachmir. She'im higdil sifes. She'im higdil ha'isur midasok. She'laheter. Ad shu mashbiach yoser. Kisha ochla begodel midasok. Mimashu pogem besetaimo. Osur ad she'ifasol me'lechola. We'll start with just simply the words of the Shulchan Aruch. The words of the Shulchan Aruch are that even though we have a rule, no saint time with gam is mutter, it doesn't ask the taruvas, what happens if you put something into the taruvas, which is tam pogum, but you want it there? Why do you want it there? It gives you more quantity. Sometimes people would prefer quantity, and the fact that it doesn't, that it makes a little bit of a bad time, you're okay with it. That's this case. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh mi shechochech, there's some who want to be machmir. Who's this Yesh mi shechochech? It's the Ran. The Ran says that the reason why no Saint Tam Lefgan is mutter b'taruvas is because you don't want it there. And once you don't want it there, it becomes identical to Einu Ruy Leger. Einu Ruy Leger means it's not Roy La'na. This is Roy La'na. It's true. It's not the best taste. But what it does is it adds quantity over quality. And therefore, says the Ran, it's not considered no Saint Tam Lefgan. What would the Rajba say? The Rajba would say no. The Rajba would be Mekel. Why? The Rajba would say at the end of the day, why are you going to, what's going to take you out of the state of no Saint Tam Lefgan? If it gives positive time. What takes you out of the state of positive time to no Saint Tam Lefgan? If it gives off time problem. Those are the only questions, that's the primary question you need to ask according to the Rajba. According to the Ran, the question is, would you have anah from it or not? One addition is that the Rajba, though, would agree that if you have rov, then in such a case, then you're chayim, but it has nothing to do with the tam. That's another halacha, and that's the halacha of rov. So you don't make a mistake to say that according to the Rajba, whenever you don't want, the taste is not good, it's automatically mutter. Because then you still have to remember the general rules of rov. That is the first nafkamina between the Rajba and the Ran. Would it be helpful for anybody if I put on the board? According to the Rajba, no same time with Kam, ain tam meshubach. Ain tam meshubach. Ain isur tam. According to the Ran, ain tam meshubach. Aino mene. The difference, the nafkamina, we'll put up shortly, and the difference in their formulation is this line. Is it that there is no Isur Tam, or that he's not Nene? Nafkamina number one is going to be what happens if you have preferred quantity, which is Pogum. According to the Ran, then in such a case, if not no same time with Gan, that means not. According to the Rajba, it still is no same time with Gan. That's going to be Nafkamina number one between them. Okay.
Wouldn't the Ran also say that even if it's wrong?
I thought about that. I was mafalpil in that. Sometimes, is it Mefurish or David in the Ran? Did you find it Mefurish? Did you find him at first? What happens if it's Rove? I didn't find it. They claim that the Ran seems that even by Rove. I thought that would be a Nafkamina. When I was making a list of Nafkaminas, I had that as a possible Nafkamina. I saw the Shiras Hayam claims that the Ran somewhere holds that by definition, if you have Rove, then that shows that you would want it. That's what Avi's favorite Sefer. Yesh loved him on that too. But in the world of possibility, you could say such a thing. So it was on my list of nafkaminas once upon a time, but I took it off. Okay, so this is the machlokis, the Badei HaShulchan, which I did not photocopy for you because I figured the Siyata D'Shmaya we'd be able to do it in the words of the Shulchan Aruch itself. The Ba'adei HaShulchan spells out everything that we just said in Osios, Beis, Ches, Yud Aleph, and Yud Ches. This Hezber in the Ram and the Rajba is Kemat Mefurish in the Beis Yosef. You don't need the Prima Gadim, but the Prima Gadim says it in Mishpat Ozov towards the end. I apologize that I think some of you might have worked on the beginning. I apologize about that. The Mishpat Ozov in Sivkatan Aleph spells this out black on white. Everything we said now is Mefurish in the Prima Gadim. And the Prima Gadim extends this Machlokas really in front of us in the Shulchan Aruch, at least the way the Prima Gadim presents it. The Nafkamina is a technical Nafkamina, and that was the Nafkamina that we put up over here, which is Mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch. That we have the Ran, who says that as long as you want, you'll enjoy the quantity, that would be enough. Rav Miller's mashal for it is interesting mashal. Rav Miller has an interesting theory. He said that he watched that men prefer white meat over dark meat. That's hanacha number one from chicken. Hanacha number two is that dark meat is tastier than white meat. That's hanacha number two. It's more succulent. That's a Rosh Kol's assumptions. Number three, he said, so what's the pshat? Why is it that men choose the white meat over the dark meat when the chicken is going around? He said because there's more, exactly, that there's actually the white meat is from the breast area of the chicken, and of course the brown meat is from the legs. There's more on the white meat than there is on the dark meat. So his theory is that men who are looking for more, so then they're going to take white. So he used that as mashal ma'adav adam, and that's the pshat over here. It's a way of remembering the shita. There's that's the pshat in the Ran, that the Ran says at the end of the day, you'll get hana from having more quantity over quality as well. He conceded that there were a few assumptions that he was making in that Torah. But it's a good way of remembering this. I'm saying it over because it's a good way to remember the Ran. Okay, Rabosai, the next nafkamina is Moreno Rav Shechter Shlita points out. I always thought that it's from Rav Shechter, but it really is it's a Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says it a half a sentence, and Rav Shechter was the one who taught it to us and made it famous. Rav Shechter develops this beautifully in Ikvei Hatzon. This Rajba and Ran, he works on it so beautifully, and then he expands it to many other tchumen that we're not going to get to today. In Simen Chav Dal, Rav Shechter does a lot with this. And the first nafkamina that Rav Shechter gives is a half a sentence in the Prima Gadim, which is a very important nafkamina. The two nafkaminas in Hilchos Pesach. Providence has ordained it as we get closer to Pesach. We've had a lot of nafkaminas in Hilchos Taruvos and in Hilchos Pesach. In Simin Tov Mem Zayin, it's in your booklet, in Simin Tov Mem Zayin Sif Yud, we have a machlokus between the Mechaber and the Ramah in regards to no saying Tam Lefgam on Pesach. So here, the Mechaber says, no saying Tam Lefgam Mutter Gam de Pesach. Just like we have halacha, that if you have a nevela that gives off bad taste in taruvus, the taruvus is mutter, so too, if you have chametz to Pesach that gives off bad taste into a mixture, the halacha is that it is mutter on Pesach. Rabosai, this comes up. This is halacha lemaisa. You'll have instances where we have no same time with God from chametz on Pesach. And we're going to sharpen this to see after the Shemayim. The Ramah says, the Yesh Machmirin, some are Machmir, the Cheno Agimim Dina Selim. The Ramah holds that there are those who are Machmir. What is the Yesod in this Machlokis? The Ramah says, we have no same time with Gam on Pesach, and the Ramah says, it's Aser, it's still Aser, and the Chabar holds it's Mutter. Oh! So if you take a look immediately in the Ikvei Hatzon, it's in the photocopies. It's right after the Gemara. Is it right after the Gemara? Right after the Gemara. Second column, Me'anafka Mina Ladina Bezeh. Top of the column is Me'anafka Mina. Me'anafka Dina Bezeh, who in Chametz Bepesach, Shechmiru Bo Chacham Shelo Yispatel. The Ladas Harashba, the Heter Nosin Tanuf Gam Yisodo Bebitul Berov, Azai Bechametz Bepesach, Ein Lahatir Benosin Tanuf Gam. If you say the vort of no same time lufgam, the pshat is that there is no time, and therefore you could follow Rov. What do we know from previous limudim? Chametz bePesach is aser b'mashu. If it's aser b'mashu, so then no same time lufgam is also going to be aser. That's the shita of the Ramah. But according to the Ran, let's spell it out. According to the Ran, what do you have? You have no same time with Gam. What is no same time with Gam according to the Ran? No same time with Gam is that's Eina Ru'uya Lager, because it doesn't give anything positive to Aruvus. If it doesn't give anything to the positive to the Aruvus, then it's not called Chametz in this Taruvus. There isn't Chametz giving off anything positive to Aruvus, and therefore it's going to be Mutter. And Geshmak points out the Prima Gadin. Who's the Machmir of the Ramah? It's the Rajva. Rosh Hashanah doesn't make this point, but maybe he does. No, he does. The Prima Gadin, both make the point. That works out beautifully. The Ramah, who's being Machmir, that is the Shitas HaRajva. So we have Nafkamina number two. Nafkamina number two is going to be, this is one, this is two. Nafkamina number two is going to be no same time with Gam on Pesach. The starting point is that, of course, that on Pesach it's Aser B'mashu. So if the word is that no same time with Gam, all no same time with Gam does is says that there is no Iser Tam, so then still Adayim Yesh Mashuhu Shel Iser. It's only that you don't have time, and therefore it's going to be Aser. However, according to the Ran, who says that the vart of no same time with Gam is what? That it has a din of Eino Ru'uya Lager. Since it doesn't give anything to a positive, to the Taruvus, it has a din. Eino Ru'uya Lager. So then, the halacha is that Eino Ru'uya Lager also applies to Chametz B'Pesach. Chametz B'Pesach, but it's Nifsal Me'achilas Kel, it's not called Chametz. So it's not giving anything positive. So then in such a case, it is going to be mutter. Now, by maybe you have this side is a little bit of a chiddush. You could have said, even if it's an Eino Ru'uya Lager in Shar Machos Asuras, but nevertheless, in Chametz B'Pesach, you might need even something stronger because Chametz Pesach has a different gather of Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev, but at the end of the day, this is the way it breaks down beautifully within the Rishonim. So that is Nafkamina number two. Yes, Yosef.
Would this chumrah, or I guess chumrah now of the Rashba apply even if there is no mashuhu ben, if it's really just time?
Oh, Nafkamina number three. Here, Rav Shechter beautifully extends it. On the bottom of Kuf Mem, Rav Shechter takes us to the following shaila. Os Gimel. What about a kli eina ben yomo? On Pesach, you have a keli that's an eina ben yomo of chametz. We just spoke about no same time lufgam. If you have chametz that's tam pogam that falls into the taruvus, halacha lemaisa, the more likely of the following shaila is you have a keli that is chametz stick that by mistake you use to cook food on Pesach. Okay, so what would the halacha be according to the Mechaber, Rabosai? What would the halacha be according to the Mechaber? Mutter, beautiful. But what about the Ramah? Everybody with me? So far, so good? What about the Ramah? So according to the Ramah, here we have the following question. First word on the line is Hastira. V'nafgamina bezeh. Again, in the big fat zone. V'nafgamina bezeh l'inyichum esara mahanal. Lesa nosin tan lefkan bepesach. He spells out a little bit before. Ubigeder inyan zeh, all the way up three lines from the top of Gimel. If you have a blia that's been sitting in a pot for 24 hours, mitgemes mamish me'achilas adam. Rabbi Bosa, you got to know this chakira. It's a beautiful chakira. And that's what Yosef was driving at. If you have tam pogum in a pot, is that no same tam lefgam like tam pogum when you drop chametz that doesn't give off a positive taste into aruvas? Or is that considered already in a ru'uyil again? Fascinating question. In other words, even according to the Rajba, who says that no same tam lefgam doesn't mean that it's entirely Eina Ru'il Ager, that's Mamish, not Iser, not Chametz, but what about Tam that comes out of a pot? I assume that Tam that came out of the pot was just Tam Pogum, but you could look at it more. You could say that it's Eina Ru'il Ager, it's Mamish, not the Iser at all. It's not like Tam, not just that Pogum, the other thing. It's not the Tam at all. The Nafgemina would be Hilchos Chametz. According to the Ramah, who says that the halacha is that by no same time with Gam, we follow the shita that's Asur, that's the shita of the Ramah. So then, in such a case, what would we say if you have Blios, no same time with Gam? Is it the same thing as Nafkamina number two? Or do we say no? So one possibility is it's Tam Pogum, and then it would be Osir on Pesach because Isser Pesach is Mashu. Or the other possibility is that it's Eina Ru'il Ager. If it's Eina Ru'il Ager, so then in such a case, then the pot, an Eina Ben Yomo, is Motor. Rav Shechter points out that the Mishnah Berurah comes out with Chumrah. Mishabura comes out with Chumrah. He says, and I photocopied also, it's a Ramah, as well as the Mishabura. V'aramah kasad hulchas pesach tafnun bay sif alif lahachmer af pazeh. And that I photocopied for you in the booklet that we don't have to see, that we don't have to see inside. So three nafkaminas. Very practical nafkaminas between the Rajva and the Ram. Number one, the first nafkamina is if it increases the quantity, does that make a difference? Second nafkamina is going to be chametz on Pesach. Then when it comes to chametz on Pesach, the rule of no same time lefgam, according to the Ran, is going to be mutter. Mechaber paskins that way. But the Ramah goes with the shita of the Rajba. Within the shita of the Rajba, we have a third nafkamina. It's not really three nafkaminas between the Rajba and the Ran, but within the third nafkamina, within the Rajba, we have a third chakira. And that chakira is when you have Eina Ben Yoma Pat, how do you look at the Tam Pogum? Do you look at the Tam Pogum as like the Tam Pogum of the Rajba? And therefore, if you're Machmer on Tam Pogum by Pesach, you'd be Machmer as well. And that's how the Ramah comes out. The Ramah comes out with Chumrah, going with the Rajba Adasof, and he applies that even to an Eina Ben Yoma Pat. Or, according to the Ran, you say that's Nesel Lagami. Ramosha, you had a question. What's the Svara? I think the Svara is as follows. The Svara is that Tam Pogum is that you have an item, a food item, and that food item, when it gives off something that's of bad taste, but it still gives off taste. When we look at the Blios after 24 hours as having absolutely no Chashivas at all. In contrast to Tam, we would say that Tam has Chashivas. Yeah.
Is there any room to say that because they're blios themselves, then it's not really here?
Absolutely. You could be masber in different ways. Yeah, that's a possibility. Masber in different ways. That's fine. That's okay. Oh. Now Rabosai. Yes. The Ramah says, the imlo higal kodim zmani suro, Yochel Hagalad of Pesach, She'oz Chametz B'mashu, Ve'ena Mo'el Hagola, She'chozer U'Boleya. And there, he's talking about even Tam Pogum. Okay. Now, Rabosai, I want to talk about a different topic. And it's a very, very, very important one. And this is a petach for a very, very important sugi and halacha l'maisa. that also revolves around the exact same question. We're going to start with a Rambam, a very famous Rambam. A lot of ink has been shed about this Rambam, and we're going to see it through the eyes. If this was the morning, our morning shiur, I would spend a lot of time seeing it through the eyes of Reb Chaim. But since the Reb Chaim is not used very much halacha l'maisa, we're going to see it through the eyes of the Chavos Das. And there's a lot to be mefalpel in the Beis Medrash about this Rambam. L'hagdol Torah l'adira, I would encourage you to do it that. But in terms of the halacha, we're going to come at it at a particular angle. Once we've had the introduction of Ein Ruvi L'Ger, No Sein Tam Lefgam, we're ready to internalize a fascinating halacha, according to the Rambam, about the difference between Basar B'Cholav and other Macholos Asuras. The Rambam Perik Yudal Halacha Yud describes the following. Kol ha'ochlin ha'isurin, ein ha'chayiv alein, ad she'yochal osan derech hana. When it comes to isurin, the only time you're chayiv is if you eat it derech hana. Chutz mi basar b'cholav u'klai ha'kerim, v'fi she'lo nemar bohen achila. Basar b'cholav, we learn, says lo sevasho. Elo hotzi isur achilasam b'loshan acheres, b'loshan bishul u'b'loshan hegdish, pentug dash ha'malei in regards to klai ha'kerim. Lesser osam, v'afilu shlo kederech hanoya. So in general, to be chayiv on something, you have to eat it kederech hanoa. If you don't do it kederech hanoa, so then in such a case, you're not chayiv. The exception is basar b'cholav. Okay. Ketzad halacha yud alif, harei shehimches achelef, v'gomo tishu cham, ad shenichva grono men osha ochel chelef chay. If a person takes chalev and he liquefies it and it's hot and he drinks it, then he's not chayiv, even though he ate a shear. Why? Because it wasn't shelo kederech hanoya. This is a Gemara in Pesachim Achav Dalet that to be chayiv min haTorah needs to be derech hanoya. O letoch kederech shel nevelev achlan kishen marin. O she'ochel ochel ha'asur achar she'esriach v'himish u'batol me'ochel adam ha'rei zeh patur. Vim irev dover mar betoch derech shabas becholav obiyayim klaya kerem va'achlo chayiv. We are going to focus on the last line of the Rambam, and that is the Rambam says in irev dover mar, if you put something bad tasting inside basar becholav or klaya kerem, you're chayiv. Who could explain to me why this is so? Why is it that if it's ira davar mar, so then in such a case you're still chayiv when it comes to basar b'cholav and klai kerem? Just I'm asking for class participation to be masbir. Why is this so? Why is it the halacha? Why? Because you're chayiv when shlo kederech hanoa. So the Rambam's just spelling it out. Beautiful. Okay. Good. Oh. Comes along the Chavos Das. And in a disagreement with the crazy uplasi that I will discuss after the Shir Lahagdil Torah Ula Adira, the Chavos Das says that the pshat in this Rambam, if you read it carefully, is that there are two halachas. There is a halacha of Ira Dover Mar, that's considered Shelo Kederech Hanasa. However, says the Chavos Das, if you didn't have ira davar mar, but what happens if the basar b'cholav becomes masriach me'elav? It becomes ruined by itself. Not that you took a chemical. Notice how we're getting into halacha l'maisa. You took a chemical and you mixed that chemical into the food, but rather what happened was you made the item inedible because the item itself became unedible. You put in conditions that it's spoiled. So one case is ira davar mar. Ira davar mar, what does that do? That makes it shelo kederech hanasa. So if it would be chaylev, what would halacha be? You'd be pater. If it's basar b'cholav, then you're going to be chayiv. However, Chavos Das says don't make a mistake and say that if it's masriya, that you're still going to be chayav by bavsa b'chalav. Why? Because when it's masriya, that's a different category. That's the category of eina ru'uya leger. That's eina ru'uya leger. Ad kan divrei hachavas das. I would highly encourage you to see it inside. Why do I say that this is important in terms of halacha l'maisa? Because we have many instances where you have an item in which the item itself was never nisrach l'gamri, but it was ira davar mar, that there were other chemicals that were put inside that made it tampogum. The tam was pogum. That's ira davar mar. So that's another example of tam pogum, not where the iser gives off pogum to something else, but rather tam pogum is put inside of the iser. What are the common examples? Medications. You'll have a medication with a treif ingredient, but you'll have dvarim marim that are put inside. Oh, so what comes out? According to the Chavis Das, it depends. If we're talking about Basar v'chalav and Klaya Kerem, so then you got a problem. It's Ira Dover Mar. Possibly. We're not talking halacha l'maaseh. Possibly. However, if we're talking about all other Isurim, so then in such a case, the moment in which it's Shalok Derech HaNasa, it's no longer Asur Min HaTorah. It's still going to be Asur Min HaRabbanan. So Lav Dafki, you're going to have get a Hechsher on it. But it could very well be that in certain cases of Cholim, it's going to be Mutar. Oh. But what would you say, Rabbi Osai, about medications on Pesach? What would you say about medications on Pesach? You have a medication that has flour inside, but also has chemicals. It tastes awful. So now, l'chura, it's ira davar mar. And what happens to that? So that makes it shelo kederach hanasan. But is it called chametz? According to the Chavis Das, it's still called chametz. Why? The only time it's not considered chametz is if it's masriach me'atzmo. The fact that the ta'aruvos made it inedible is not going to be enough. It needs to be that it's nisrach me'atzmo. So Rav Shechter Shlita told me years ago that he thought that according to the Chavis Das, it's not poshut that the chametz is that the medication is going. You would be allowed to take the medication. However, if you take a look at a Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish tries to sidestep the problem of the Chavis Das. Okay, so let's review. Let's crunch what we have. Chavis Das tells us that even though we've been speaking about nosin tam lechem and ein ru'uya leger, you have two different categories according to the Rambam. Because you see that the Rambam says that ira davar mar on basar b'chalav is chayiv. Why does he say you're chayiv? Shelo kederach hanasan. But argues the Chavis Das, but if the basar b'chalav is masriach me'atzmo, the way we would say it in Lamdus is, there's no chaloshein basar b'chalav. That doesn't have the identity of basar b'chalav. And therefore, the Chavis Das says, ira davar mar is shelo kederach hanasan, which is chayiv on basar b'chalav. But then you have another din of Eina Ru'uya Leger, which is a totally different category. V'amei v'nyam, I just want to add how you understand everything fits together. The Chavis Das is going deeper in the issue that the Ran and the Rashba were discussing. That's what the Chavis Das is doing. It's just the depth of the Ran and Rashba, just another level. Okay, wait. I see a lot of hands. Just a second. Good. I lit you up. That's good. So, wait a second. But if you have some, it's Nisrach Me'elav, it's not going to be Basar B'chalav. What about Chametz on Pesach? So Chametz on Pesach, you could argue that when you have the mixture of Chametz on Pesach, so then what you've got is what? You've got Ira Dover Mar, So it's not kederach hanasa. Not kederach hanasa. And you won't be over the Isur d'oraisa. But to say that it's not called chametz, that this is not called chametz, that it's nifsal me'achilas kelev, according to the Chavis Das, some that's ira davar mar is not considered mesriach me'elav. It's just another din of shelo kederach hanasan. It's the din of shelo kederach hanasan. That's the way the Chavis Das says it. Okay, now I'll take questions. Yes, sorry, let's go from right to left. Yeah. Yeah. What's that? Yes, the question isn't Chametz Shari Surim? And the answer is 100%. That's why I said that Ira Davar Mar, it's not going to be Shiloh Kederach HaNasan, but now the question is this called Chametz? Why is that Nafkamina? Because it's going to be important, because at the end of the day, let's say this medication is not at all, it's not, I have two medications. I could go and pay three times the amount, right, and buy a kosher Pesach medication. Do I have to? If it's not chametz, then it's a no-brainer that I don't have to. If it is chametz, so now we've got a real shayla.
Where do you get this gathered from?
It's still because it's still an Isser Derabbanan. It's still an Isser Derabbanan. There still is an Isser Derabbanan Shelo Kederach HaNasan. Shelo Kederach HaNasan doesn't make it mutter.
Why is more
chamer
than
Shari Surim? Ain't a chanami. Has a dinner, Shari Surim. A dinner, Shari Surim, Shalom Kederach HaNasan.
Oh, so
it's still awesome in the Rabbanah.
This question about chamer is true about all.
Yes, correct. Yes. If the same question applies by Shari Surim, but now for me to get heter gomer for chametz for medications on chametz and Pesach, according to Chavis Das, what I need to do is I got to put it into the category of being Misrach Me'elav.
We're just saying
like
chametz is a
common
shayla.
Correct. Yeah, I'm using chametz as the common shayla.
Nachon,
that's correct. Right. No connection between the two. No connection between the two. Yes.
Wouldn't this chametz that's only working within the Rashi though?
Possibly.
So the Rambam would probably say that's not chametz anymore. Time is gone, so we're not going
to
come in.
We could debate in the base medrash. I like how you're thinking, but we could debate in the base medrash. Okay. The way Rav Shechter says it over is all hashkachos, I'll take a second, Rav David, all hashkachos on Chametz v'Pesach is dependent on this machlokis between the Chavis Das and the Chazanish. Whether you need hashkacha on medications of Chametz v'Pesach, and I choose Chametz v'Pesach because it's the most common, is this Chazanish versus the Chavis Das. I hardly encourage you to do the Chavis Das inside. But here's the Chazanish, page 350. In Orachayim, Simen Kufte Zayin, Sifches, Dibar Maskel Tavlaos. Tavlaos Refua. If you add medication, Shem Urava Kemach, that flowers mixed up with it. Im Eim Uraben Maimrak Me Peros. So he gets involved in details whether water is mixed up with the Chametz or Me Peros. Then he says, first where in line is She Ura. The im hein meuravim bedvarim she'enon ruin lechilas adam, ein ba'em mishum chametz kedin nifsal meachilas adam, kivan di'i efshar lehakrid hakemach. So Rav Shechter pointed out, this is what I understood from Rav Shechter, kivan di'i efshar lehakrid meachemach. The moment in which a centrifuge is necessary to separate between the chemicals and the chametz itself, then that's not ira davar mar. What's ira davar mar? Ira davar mar means that you have chametz, and you added some salt when it's not supposed to have salt. But here, this thing is thrown together, the particles are separated and reattached and all of that, that's not Ira Davar Mar. That's already considered Misrach Me'elav. That's what the Chazon Ish is drawing on when he says, Kivan the Iyav Shel HaHafrid. This is not Ira Davar Mar that you had a few ingredients. The Chazon Ish holds that the moment in which it becomes very difficult to separate, then that's not even considered Ira Davar Mar. Now that's a little bit of a chiddush. You could be mefalpel whether the Chazon Ish is quote unquote right or the Chavis Das is right. But it could very well be that the issue of hashkachos and those things where they're not misrach me'elav revolves around the Chavis Das and the Chazon Ish. If I'm not mistaken, this is Rav Shechter's position, and therefore there might be a din lechatchila to obviously with Cholat. We're talking about Nisur Darabanan. We're not talking about Nisur Daraisa. Once it's Ira Dover Mar, as David and Yosef pointed out, we're talking about Nisur Darabanan, not Nisur Daraisa. But at the end of the day, in the world, in an idyllic world, is there a requirement that all of Hashgacha, so from the Chazon Ish, it would be Mash, it could very well be Mashma, that it would be required. Yes, or David?
I was actually going to answer because
beautiful.
Why did you say that the Chavis Das would
agree? Rav Shechter did not understand it that way. And as you want to argue that the Chavis Das also, he's not talking about the case of Efshar Lahafrid. It doesn't sound like that way from it. That's what, okay. Ostensibly, this is what I wanted to do with you today. Emir Tzeh Hashem, we have to talk about scheduling, but now, just as a Osof, I can't resist Lahadil Toru La'adira. I must share with you something. Because I need to throw it out to the Beis Medrash. This is not halacha, it's pure Torah Lishma. Okay? For sure, we have to be Matzik Shmeis Levede Hilchasa. The Chavis Das was lit up by a crazy Uplesi. He quotes the Plesi as saying that there's no, and it's well known, Rav Miller mentioned this a few times in his Shurim, and it's quoted exactly the way the Chavis Das says this in the Prima Gadim, in Simen Pei Zayin. I didn't do the Chavis Das with you inside, but again, I highly encourage you to look at it. Pei Zayin Yud Ches, in the Sifsei Das, the Prima Gadim, the world quotes the place he is understanding this Rambam that we just read as holding that there's no din of no same tam lifgam by Basar B'chala. The problem is, it's a Beferish Rambam later on, Perek Tezvav Allah Chalam, that there is no same tam lifgam by Basar B'chala. Very, very difficult. But the Prima Gadim quotes it this way, the Chavis Das quotes it this way, and the Chavis Das says his whole Shtikl Torah, I can't say over exactly how, but the Chavis Das says over his whole Shtikl Torah, showing why the Plesi is wrong. That's his starting agenda, to show the Plesi's got to be wrong. I don't even think he mentions Tezvav Lamed with Mefurish. So first of all, everybody should know this. I was Mesupak, whether we did Simen Pei Zayin all the way in the beginning of the year, to mention the Plesi, I decided to make only a brief reference. Now we're discussing the Plesi more even. The Prima Gadim Tez Zayin Ches says that the Plesi is of the opinion that if you have a no same time of Gama Basa B'chalav, it's still Aser. Even though in Kala Torah Kula, that doesn't apply. Yeshafalpa, what would he say about Klai Karen? Okay, tough. Why did the Plesi supposedly say it? So now we go all the way back. Everything comes full circle. Remember we had a wild case with the soap in the Ramah, in Pei Zayin Vav, in the beginning of Basar B'chalav? We had a mixture of Basar B'chalav that had Eifer. And we were afraid, Da'kli she'osim bo mayim l'chafifas harosh, ein l'shamesh bo da'osim osim e'efer shalakira, that what's common is that in the shampoo that they use, that there might be a mixture of basar b'chalav. If you remember, we quoted Achronim that asked on this Pesach of the Ramah from the Maril, that they asked, at the end of the day, they say, but wait a second, isn't that a case of no same tam lufgam? And most of the Achronim that I just mentioned understood that the Plesi is going to answer by saying that there's no such thing as no same tam lefgam by Basar V'chalav. However, I opened the Plesi, and my Chavrusa, Rav Rafi Ronis Shlita, during the summer suggested a beautiful, simple pshat in the Plesi. We read it, the Plesi a few times. I don't understand why the Prima Gadim and Chavis Das alleged that the Rebbe Rabbi Yonasan made such a gross mistake. He never made that mistake, it seems. I said over to Rav Shechter on Shabbos. Shechter said it sounded good. If you look up the Plesi, which is photocopied in the old edition, actually in Simen Pei Zayin, I gave it to you from the new edition. If you look up the Plesi himself, it's the last two pages in the Plesi. You'll see, then Pei Zayin Tezvav. The Plesi's answer is as follows. He says, when do we say that if you add Eifer into Basar B'chalav, it's not going to be a problem? That's if you have challah, and afer is put inside, and then you mix it together. So then in such a case, he says, then the tam is pogum, it does not create basar b'chalav. However, he says, the case of the ma'aril, the answer to the question of, isn't it pogum over there, is because it was first a mixture of basar b'chalav, and then afer was put inside. Ad kan divrei aplesi. That's what he says. Happens to be, he does disagree with the Chavis Dash how to read these Rambams I read with you. That is a machlokas. But that's what the place he says. The place he says the following chidush. We had a lumdus when we did basar b'chalav, and that is, to create a chepza basar b'chalav, once you create a chepza basar b'chalav, it has an identity. And the place he is mechadesh, that once it was basar b'chalav, then a tam pogum later on is not going to change its status as basar b'chalav. He says, however, if it was pogum, if the meat was pogum beforehand, or the challah was pogum beforehand, then it does not create basar b'chalav. Ad kan divrei place. Did the place ever say that if you took the basar b'chalav with ether and then you put it into another ta'aruvus, that in such a case, then the din of no same time of time doesn't apply? That he didn't say. All he said was, it's still called basar b'chalav, that there's a problem of having hanah from it. But he didn't say that that basar b'chalav will aser another taruvus and we ignore the rule of no same time of time. That the place he never said. For some reason, the Gedolei Acharonim, I must be wrong about something, maybe my chavrus must be wrong about something, but it seems to me that that this allegation that the place he holds that you never say no same time of time by basar b'chalav, he doesn't seem to have said, and therefore this lahagil Torah ladira to base on you could discuss it. What's important in terms of hilchos no same time of time, we will give a crunch now to siyata d'shmaya in our whole shir, is that we saw that the makar is of no same time of time is einu ruli leger. We have a machlokus between the Rajba and the Ran. How do we understand this din of einu ruli leger? According to the Rajba, what it is just bringing out the idea that the tam could be insignificant, and therefore there is no din of tam ki ikar. According to the Ran, it's not being mashpiach the taruvas, and the nafkamina between the Ran and the Rajba, it's mafurshin shulchan aruch and siman kuf gimel, is that if you have quantity, according to the Ran, you're still going to be chayv. While according to Rajba, if you don't have tam, in such a case, it's going to have the din of no same tam with tam. That's nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two is chametz pesach. But we saw it's Machlokes Mechaber Rama in regards to no same time of time of Chametz B'Pesach. Mechaber follows the Shita of the Ran, that the halacha is that the no same time of time has a din of Einu Ruli Leger, and therefore it's not going to ask the Taruvas. In contrast to the Shita of the Rama, seems to be going along the lines of the Rajba, and that's what the Prima Gadmiz Meram needs to, that the halacha is that it's going to be Aser, because there, even though there isn't tam, chametz is an isur of mashu. The third nafkamina that's connected to this question is, are we even going to be machmir on a kli eina ben yoma? If you cook on chametz and Pesach in a kli eina ben yoma of chametz, so then in such a case, is the food going to be asur? So if you say that the blias are eina ruil again, then even according to the position of the Rajba, you could be makel. However, the Rama is machmir, and that is this that shita. Then we went, so those are the three nafkaminas as far as that's concerned. Then we went on to discuss the shita of the Chavis Das, and the Chavis Das was important in regards to many instances of basar b'chalav and no same time of kam, that the Chavis Das says that if you have ira davar mar, so then in such a case it qualifies as shalok kederech hanasan. It's shalok kederech hanasan, and the only time that we're going to say that it's not an Isur Basar B'chalav is if it's Nisrach Me'elav, which then we ask in regards to Chametz Pesach, what's going to be the Chametz Pesach and the din of no same time of Kam. So the bottom line is that when it comes to Chametz Pesach, Irud Dov Amar is not going to make it entirely Mutter. It might just be that it's Pogum, but at the end of the day it's Mutter. unless you say what the Chazon Ish says. And the Chazon Ish says that the moment in which it's medication, so then in such a case it's Nisrach Me'elav, and if it's Nisrach Me'elav, then it could very well be that medications on Chametz V'Pesach don't need Ashgacha. Similarly, the same would apply to toothpaste and so on, as long as they don't add something that's sweet. The moment in which you add something that's sweet, so then you have the exact opposite of Iridavar Mar. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, let's discuss our schedule. I want to give you a couple more nafkaminas on these basic issues, and then we'll the Siyata Deshmaya plow through the rest of Nosin Tam Lufgam, and then wrap up with more halacha lemaisa nafkaminas. How many people would prefer to Mirtz Hashem again? I hope Rashef will be giving share on Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. How many people would prefer not to have share on Thursday to have chazara on what he did? And how many people prefer to have shir? How many people prefer to have regular scheduled shir? Okay, so we'll have regular scheduled shir, regular scheduled Marim Komos, and Bezeresh, and is it okay if I ask Rashef to focus on Nosin Tam Lufgam? Is that good? There's a lot more than he has in the Big Kriyat Son that we didn't get to, which branches out to Taruvus in general. Beautiful. Okay.
On the Rashba.
Yeah, that's what he wanted to say.
According to the Rashba, so Enochnami, there's no reason that this din shouldn't be. You shouldn't override Dam Kippur in this case.
Okay.
Just because he said that it showed there. But according to the Ran, so the whole din is a din in Hanoch.